Good morning, 740 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. So glad you're listening to us this morning, and hopefully we make it worth your while. We try to do it every single day. Really, genuinely try to do it every single day. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always joins us on Thursday at this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, Jake, and David, and Candy, if she's back there anywhere. Good
everybody.
Morning to all of you.
Yeah. Everybody. Hello, did you get enough to eat on Friday at the state cook-off?
Oh, what a wonderful time that was.
That is, I am still a little bit full from that. It's always such a good thing.
Yeah, looking forward to that next year. I wish they did it more than once a year. That was just a great event for a great cause, and they raised a lot of money, so mission accomplished.
Always a good thing. A couple of events that we had. Not very many things happening this week in the city that are sort of big newsworthy crimes, which is great. I always celebrate that. But we did have a woman who got shot near Haines Street, right? Which is, your headquarters are on Haines Street, just for people who don't know the locations. Not that it was by headquarters, but it was on that street.
Yeah, it was north of there, a place called No Name Apartments. So I can't give you the name of it. Well, actually, I just did, but a lot of times when we mention that, people think that we're kidding, but that's the name of it. It was sort of a domestic situation where the victim knew the suspect, and we were able to quickly determine who that was and make an arrest.
Very good. Well, she was shot, injured, but, I don't know the outcome of the shooting. She's okay, or?
Yeah, she was shot in the chest, and she's going to be okay. So that's rare, but what great news that is. So we were able to close that one pretty quick, and since then it's been fairly quiet. And, since you brought that up, the shooting, we are still on track with the ShotSpotter system going online, hopefully before the first of the year, maybe possibly in December. We're looking really, really forward to that, to see how that works out and to be able to start keeping a new set of statistics to be able to give you guys.
And again, for people who haven't heard us have this conversation before, the biggest advantage of ShotSpotter is that the automation system will capture the shot, triangulate it, and you direct dispatch of the law enforcement officers to go to that vicinity. It can even do identify the caliber of the weapon. There's all kinds of things. So you don't have to wait for the 15 neighbors who don't call, and then the one neighbor who does call, and they're not quite sure what happened or where it took place. And then eventually you send officers and the problems over the current system, right? The disadvantages.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going to, the biggest advantage is it's going to know the difference between lightning strike, a backfire, fireworks. It's going to know that this was a shot. This is determined between a combination between computers and people who actually listen to it and get it to us in less than a minute. So our response times, there's two things being cut out, if you will. One is the person calling 911, and the other one is dispatch. This goes straight to the officers. Not only is MCT, but his or her phone will be capable of getting that as well, getting that information as well, and responding within seconds. Our response time is already 2 or 3 minutes, but it's going to be even quicker now once ShotSpotter is up and running.
Just for the people, what is an MCT?
A mobile computer terminal. That's the computer, the laptop that we have in our cruisers.
I figured that's what you meant, but I wanted to make sure because I know somebody's listening like, wait, what is that now exactly?
I know better than to use acronyms. I should have said that to start with, but sometimes when you say it all the time, it just kind of came out. So my apologies on that.
Different from the ShotSpotter, I believe, is you guys also got approval from city council to put in some surveillance cameras. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So where they're going to be and when they're up and running, I'm not aware of. But, yeah, cameras are a great thing, especially they've proven to be very helpful in the downtown area. And, again, I don't know exactly where these are going to go, but when they're up and running, we're going to let you know.
Very good. One of the kind of ongoing law enforcement stories is the level of alert in terms of protecting, synagogues and Jewish schools with the things that are going on in the Middle East right now. Anything particular that you all are doing other than, just constant communication and maybe enhanced patrolling in the vicinity? Anything that you guys are doing?
Yeah, Chief Randall's been in constant communication with the folks at these facilities, and if they request extra help, then we're going to provide that. We are already doing extra patrols in these areas, but sometimes they want officers on site, in an off-duty capacity. That's happened in the past, and if they ever request that, then we're going to take care of that for them. But Right now, we're doing extra patrols in both marked and unmarked vehicles, keeping an eye on these facilities.
Very good. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, hang on for just a second. Let's get Jake in here with traffic on the fives.
We've got that earlier accident on Highway 90 really causing some really bad slowdown. The right lane is open, but it's backing up all the way to, to Milton. Take Avalon if you can, but also I'm seeing slowdown on Avalon and I-10 there. So it's a toss-up at this point. 98 eastbound in Windhaven towards Hurlburt is getting slow around the Aegean Express. Also westbound at the Tiger Point and Avalon intersection is backing up. Heading west on 9 Mile, traffic is backed up from Ashland to Pine Forest. Also, Delano Street and North S Street downtown. The roadway is blocked there. And I'm seeing some slowdown on I-10 south of Highway 90, slow at the Cracker Barrel there. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Mike, I saw a law has been filed, and I thought it was kind of an interesting one, that would require police officers or law enforcement officers to be basically with every ballot box. When the ballot boxes go to the precinct, when they're there during the precinct, during the voting, and then when they come back to the supervisor of elections office, the idea is to put essentially an armed guard on every ballot box. And my first thought when I saw this was, well, in theory, great, but how many cops is that going to take? You know, that seems like a lot of manpower. Any thought on just the logistical feasibility of something like that on election day for, I assume in the city, it'd be PPD's responsibility?
It would, but this is one of those things, again, that we've talked many times about. If a law comes down or if we're told to do it by people above us, then we will get it done. We will find a way to make it happen. But, you know, manpower is scarce sometimes, and our number one priority is to protect the lives and property of the citizens of Pensacola first. But if a mandate comes down, then we will make it happen.
All right, very good. I figured that would be your answer, but I wanted to check and, see if your intuitions about this were the same as mine. I always want to check on that. You have a cop myth or a did you know or why do they do that for us this week?
Yeah, when was the last time you saw a quote from a patrol officer about the state of law enforcement? You know, we always know nationwide what politicians think, what union representatives think, what, you know, statements from police executives and PIOs. But you never hear from the officer working the streets, what I call the worker bees out there at the police department. So police1.com recently did a survey to find out what these officers are concerned about, what their major concerns are. And 52% of them said recruitment and retention is their number one concern. And that, of course, is the less officers you have, the more workload the officers that you do have. Must face, and then it's tough for them to take leave. They get leave canceled. They miss family events and things like that. So that came in number one at 52%. Number two was the risk of prosecution for on-duty actions at 17%. And at 15% was officer wellness and morale. Also, media coverage of police issues came in at 9%, and then ambush attacks at 4% were the top concerns of the street officers.
Wow, recruitment and retention. Well, they're thinking about the things that you're thinking about that we're thinking about, and that's interesting. No, that's I appreciate that. Yeah, so there's something ironic about the PIO telling me about how the PIO is... Like we got to ask the officers, but still you're relaying information that comes from a survey of officers on the street. And obviously I certainly appreciate that. Mike Wood, he is the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department and a good friend. Mike, as always, thank you for the information and thanks for keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
7:48 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're thinking about buying or selling a home. You want good representation, excellent service, people who will really understand the market, and not just what the market's doing kind of, in general, in the abstract, but what it's doing in the neighborhood you want to look in, because, this neighborhood in Pace might be different from this neighborhood in Gulf Breeze or in Navarre or on the west side of Pensacola or in Cantonment or in downtown, right? The market is not one thing, and it's not one thing in the price range. Like houses at 400 and houses at 700 might be operating differently. One might be going up, one might be going down. Who will know that? Not me. Don't ask me. I don't know. But Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll know. They sold 230 homes last year. They know. Okay. And of course, they're part of an even broader network at Levin Rinke Realty. So they have access to all kinds of really good information. And that's why they sell so many homes. 230 they sold last year. So if you need help buying or selling, or just want to understand, you know, what's going on and you want to pick somebody's brain who loves to talk real estate, give Christina a call. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above-normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's one big story in the world right now that we have to cover, the Taylor Swift movie. And we'll get to that later. But first, I want to talk about something that stirs up almost as much passion, the Middle East. That's right. It's my big week as guest host, and I get Israel-Palestine. I don't mean to complain, but as far as scheduling goes, this unspeakably tragic geopolitical crisis is not super convenient time for me right now.
Mike Costa filling in on The Daily Show as I think they're going back to their, like, host per week kind of format right now.
Because no matter what I come up with, people are just going to say, this guy doesn't know what the f*** he's talking about. And you're right. That's pretty much the only opinion everyone can agree on. Michael Costa is an idiot. And what do I know about the Middle East? I'm from the Middle West.
Who's to blame?
I'm sure I'm not the only one who wishes that this cycle would end. And everyone has an opinion for who's responsible for it. It's Israel, it's Palestine, it's Netanyahu, it's Hamas. Everyone's taking a side, but everyone is wrong. Because I spent the weekend reading two lengthy Wikipedia articles, and I think it's pretty clear who we can blame for all of this mess. The British, okay? Britton, and your nursing home king.
Oh. Ouch, wow.
They're the ones who barged into the Middle East 100 years ago and drew the borders that caused all this mess. And
That's true.
Did it all around the world, by the way. Like, how much of modern civilization is just undoing all of Britain's bad decisions? You want to know how bad they f***ed up maps? They made Ireland two Irelands. It's an island. It didn't need borders. But the British were like, hey, you go.
They made an island into two places.
So maybe that's the best way we can find peace. Israel and Palestine, it's time to put your grievances aside and join together to invade Britain.
Oh, Mike Acosta doing okay on his first day filling in on The Daily Show. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives. They made Ireland into two places.
Oh, Highway 90 is just a mess. The right lane is open, but it's very slow, backing up all the way over into Milton. If you're taking Avalon going towards I-10, that's going to be slow as well. 98 eastbound in Windhaven is still slow. Westbound Tiger Point at Avalon, always slow. Pensacola Boulevard, slow from the Circle K down to the east 9.5 mile road area. Delano Street and North S Street blocked. I-10 south of Highway 90, slow at the Cracker Barrel, I think. And somebody just texted in, there's a slowdown on traffic on the Pine Forest ramp onto I-10. Cars and vehicles merging onto I-10 eastbound Pine Forest. It's causing delays all the way to exit 5. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Back to you, Andrew.
Can I raise a point of order that it never occurred to me till just now? Okay, you traffic people are always telling us the bad
you
news.
You traffic people.
Yeah, I've said it. I said what I said. You know, if you can bring that voice, I'm going to call you traffic people.
Wow. Oh.
But you traffic people are always telling us, you know, slow here, slow there, slow everywhere, backed up, log jam. How come you never come on and be like, you know where it's really going fast right now? You can really get ahead of the game if you just take Davis Highway, right? You
know, yep.
It's never it's faster here. It's always, it's slower here. Why is that?
Well, I don't know the area as well as I should to be in this gig. I'll just be honest, but I'll get there.
You can tell them, you know, where's the speed up? Where's
98,
where's the
anywhere?
Acceleration going? It's on 3 Mile Bridge is where that is. Yeah. All right, Jake, thanks so much for the update. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden set to address the nation from the Oval Office tonight. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that he'll be discussing the U.S. response to the Hamas attacks. Again, that's a big primetime speech tonight that Andrew's very excited to watch.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I had like nothing to do all day. I'm so excited that this comes along just when I was itching for some must-watch TV. There's no TV, there's no Netflix, there's no anything that I need to watch except this tonight, thank goodness.
It's sure to be better than The Voice or anything. Is that even still a show? I don't
know.
It is.
But I wouldn't be the expert on that either. Go on.
The cost of employer health insurance rose this year at the fastest rate since 2011. According to an annual survey from KFF, a healthcare research nonprofit, employers saw an average cost of $24,000 per employee for health insurance. That is a 7% jump from last year. The survey also says workers on average paid about $6,500 for insurance, $500 more than last year. And it predicts that employers and workers will both see similar rate hikes for 2024 as well.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 7:58 News Radio 92.3. The Navy is sending a command and control ship to the Middle East. The USS Mount Whitney is deploying to the region with a 3-star on board. So each of the carrier groups has a 1-star. So that's a more coordinated capability to organize whatever response needs to happen if one needs to happen. So that's kind of an interesting development. You also, yesterday in the Security Council in the UN, the United States, and also Britain and Russia blocked a security resolution which would basically have denounced the killing of any civilians on either side by either side. And, of course, part of the reason that Russia, by the way, Great Britain and the U.S. were the ones who stood against that. Part of the reason is because civilians are going to die, and it's a horrible, terrible thing. But saying that no civilian should ever die would essentially make it so that you would validate the human shield tactics of Hamas. Oh, and by the way, the hospital, our intelligence now confirms, was not by Israel, was by an air rocket, and may have only killed a few dozen people.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.